Yes.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve said September meeting begins this week. When it concludes, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old, and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Wisconsin on Friday. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The remains discovered in Manitowoc last weekend were positively identified as those of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert.
What started out as a search for a missing boy is now a death investigation. Although we understand your desire for information, we can't share every detail, and we must maintain the integrity of the investigation.
The toddler's remains were found just 3 miles from the Two Rivers apartment from where he went missing. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez was in Appleton and Green Bay Saturday for canvas launches for the Democrats. Rodriguez underscored the contrast between the Harris-Waltz vision for a more hopeful future versus the Trump-Vance Project 2025 agenda.
People need to know what's on the line. People need to decide what vision they want for Wisconsin and what vision they want for the U.S. Do we want to move forward or do we want to keep looking back?
There are 50 days until the November 5th election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday, a low of 58 with clear skies Tuesday night. On Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine and highs near 81.
Right now, it's 58.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Always good to have Gizmo in the house. And I always love it. I always love it when he does his magic tricks.
I know. And he, boy, he loves it too. I told him, wouldn't that be fun to run into him at an airport?
Oh, man.
Just you're waiting for your flight. And he takes out a dollar bill, turns it into a $2 bill. Just all this. He loves the up close magic.
He was so much fun at my son's graduation party, just table to table.
And he just. And yeah. They go on and on with his.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a good guy, so that'd be fun.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months. No money down and equal payments, but the offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com. Today.
Right.
This is the time of year we got a lot of stuff going on, and recently there was the End Alzheimer's walk. We've got Carrie and Tom coming. We had them over at the Fun House, the Packer Fun House we were at a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
It was a little hectic, so we're going to talk to them, see how their thing went. That's one of those organizations, and I just read about who is a player. Well, you wouldn't know him. His name was Jim Hudson, and I don't know how it popped up about Texas quarterbacks and whatever. But he played in the Super Bowl with Joe Namath and all those kind of things. But just worrying about when he passed away, and once again, Alzheimer's really bad right down to the stretch. And it's like, you hate to say it, but there are so many people that used to play pro football and sports like that that it's coming out. Many of them are affected by it. And not obviously not all of them are, you know, lose their lives to it, but it's become such an epidemic almost.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were growing up, we never heard the word.
No. I agree. And, like, you know, I lost my sister to that.
Yeah,
and
I lost my sister to it.
Todd's mom. And it's just, was it always there and we're just talking about it?
That's what I mean. That's what I'd like to know.
I think it probably was because, you know, older people would.
Sure.
Like, my grandfather was that way too, right? And my grandmother. And we just thought, well, they're kind of senile or whatever, right?
Senile was the word.
Yeah. Right.
But younger people. I don't remember younger people having it the way they do now.
I know.
I mean, that was like literally an old age thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I agree. That's so scary. And there's really not a cure yet. I mean, there's some things they can do.
Well, at least there's such awareness about
it
now. Didn't she say there was some kind of a drug that has really been kind of breakthrough that's slowing it down?
Slowing it down. She did say that. Slowing it down. I just don't want anybody to think. No. But it takes, you know, money and research. I mean, that's just the way.
I know
the world works. So I
agree,
I
but I'm just saying it's something that literally every family, it seems like, is going to be affected by it.
And the other thing that I liked about that walk is, that's a very difficult task for the family.
Oh, no question.
Just giving them showers.
Absolutely.
You have to do everything and the patience you have to have.
Absolutely.
I told you, even with my sister, and, you know, God bless her, but man, in the early stages, it's just so repetitive.
You know,
I know. You know, my line when I was working was always, tell me something I don't know, you know, and it just is. And then I mean, any caregiver with somebody with Alzheimer's, wow.
And for these people, that's what they do every day.
Every
God
day.
Bless
It's every
them.
Day. It's not like she had a bad day. It's every day.
No. And I will tell you this, too. As a family, you don't know how to deal with that. Because you're so used to saying, hey, mom, you know, that's not what's happening. Here's what's happening. You have to go along with it. If they say the grass is blue, that's right. Isn't that a beautiful blue, Dad?
And you know,
I mean, that's the way to do it.
The thing that I found that was really a struggle was, I remember my brother and I walked into where my sister-in-law was at the thing. And she's, oh, there's my boys here for dinner. Just like it would have been 20 years ago.
Yep.
And then 2 minutes later, it's something that's, you know, nonsensical towards whatever. Yep. You know what I mean? So it's like there's just flashes of exact normalcy and then not.
Yeah.
And he was a lineman for the railroad, so he worked with telephones and stuff like that. But in the later days, he had no idea what the telephone was. Why is that thing making that noise?
Right.
You know?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And they got that place on Western that the Curative talked about. Remember they built that place and it kind of brings you back to, was it 63, 62, whatever the years. Yeah. And you know, they got the cars, the restaurants and everything. And then people, they're very comfortable in that environment. But the caregivers, that's hard. And look, I didn't live with my sister, but... I remember I went to my nephew, who's my godchild, to his wedding. And this is kind of the early onset. It went pretty quick with her, but I walked into I was in Wausau, and Don and I went there, drove up there, and I walked in. She goes, what are you doing here? And I was like, Ellen, that's my godchild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's like,
I do. I know exactly what you mean.
You can't get too offended. But it's like, it's so difficult. And I just, this awareness, raise a little bit of money, but really just talk to some other people. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Like you said,
just the respect for these people devote their lives to that.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's not my field.
No,
I mean,
mine neither.
Love them.
Yep.
But
respect the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, we're talking a little bit about that. We're talking about the Packer game. The word, you know, they're, and I'm sure, I think this, honestly, I think Sunday was Matt LaFleur's finest hour. I really do. I thought that was his finest hour. When he took a backup quarterback that had been here for about a week and a half, and he devised a game plan to put him in comfortable situations, which he did, and to put him into situations where, you know, the offensive line just said, okay, we're going to find a way to open holes. And I thought Josh Jacobs was exceptional. I thought Wilson was exceptional. I loved what they did on the ground, obviously, but they found a way to stay with it.
Yeah.
And when he did have to throw the ball, I thought he showed a great arm.
Yeah.
I mean, tremendous.
I did not know the guy. You follow football like
I had never seen him play. I had heard the name.
No.
But it's like, no idea who he would. But again, how many times you ever hear of Liberty University football?
Right.
I mean, isn't that the Jerry Falwell school? I think it is.
In Tulsa?
No.
Okay.
No, you're thinking Oral Roberts. Somewhere in Virginia, I believe.
Well, isn't that guy a little weird?
Who?
The guy who ran Liberty? No, I hope I got him mixed up with someone else.
The Oral Roberts?
No, not Oral Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Oral Roberts is Jerry, right? He went up into that little space needle.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And, what is going on here? I walked out of the studio for a bit. Oral Roberts and space needle.
Well, no, remember, down in Tulsa is where Oral Roberts University is.
Right. I believe so, yes.
Well, I've been there. It is there. So and he has like a tower, like a little bit of a space needle. Remember he went up there to...
meditate or something.
Right.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, until you raise so much money or something.
He wasn't going to come down. Like when you sit up on top of a roof for a fire station to
but
raise
up
money
there,
for
they freeze probably.
Yeah,
I don't know what's all up there. I've never been there. But anyway, Liberty is in...
Virginia. Blackstone, Virginia, I believe.
Okay. Todd, do you know anything about Liberty University? I got mixed up with another place. Anyway, so that's where this
Lynchburg, Virginia, I think. Lynchburg.
Oh, all right. So that's where this guy
Lynchburg, Virginia is absolutely right.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's where this quarterback who played yesterday.
Isn't that a name that almost should be changed?
We could have just gone on
something
else.
No, think about that, because they're, you know, out west.
Is that
they're
where doing it came
there's
from?
A big push for some of the places, some of the ski hills. I mean, I'll just say the name of it is still the name of it, but the big push between Squaw Valley.
Yeah, right.
Should be changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for it. I think it should be.
They went to the
high
schools, and I don't know. Changing the name of a city, that's going to be tough.
But
that's going to be tough.
Can you think of a worse thing than that? Like,
does it have anything to do with lynching?
Well, what do you think it probably has to do with?
I don't. You know what, John? I don't know. You're assuming it does. I don't know.
Apple Valley. It made anything to do with apples here.
Okay, so just so we can clear this up.
I don't think he's right.
What? No, it's actually named after its founder, John Lynch, a Quaker abolitionist and businessman.
Abolitionist.
So okay, I didn't know that.
He was an abolitionist, Johnny. Wanted to do away with slavery.
Okay.
And what were you thinking, John?
I was thinking the other thing.
And you said, what do you mean?
Well, yeah, because that's what you had connotation. Well,
I wasn't sure either,
in
though.
Virginia.
I wasn't sure, but I wasn't as confident as you were. Okay. So, yes, John Lynch, the abolitionist.
Of course, that's what it is, yes.
All right.
I think most,
Okay. Oh, I think most people would know that. Don't you give me. You have to think everybody would think that that would be the reason.
I think if that was the reason, I just want to give Americans.
And that's what we said, they should change the name.
I would think that would have started a long, long time ago. If it was truly to honor lynching or saying, look, we're proud of that. That would have never made it to 2000.
Okay.
Never.
That's okay.
That would have gone.
To be honest, I don't know that it would. Just knowing in the last decade how people still fight.
The pushback?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
I'm glad
that
it's not named after that. And that would be horrible if it was. But I just don't know.
That would have gone down in the.
Jim, have you ever lived in the South? I will tell you it is not.
No, I haven't.
It's a different world.
They hold on to a lot of things there.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, but John Lynch, he's my man.
He's your man. Yeah.
And anyway, we're not talking about the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, John Lynch.
I don't know him.
He's the 49ers general manager.
Is he the guy that always comes on the field at the end of the game? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you notice that too. Yeah. I always get a kick out of those guys.
So do I.
I get a kick out of those guys. But you know who got bitten the ash so bad on that as far as being I'm the owner, now I'm going to go down the field? Arthur Blank, when Atlanta was up 24-3 in the Super Bowl against New England, second half, he went down and stood on the sidelines because he wanted to be there with the team when they, win the Super Bowl. And I remember him standing there just watching 24-10, 24-17, yada, yada. And then they ended up getting beat. And that look on his face, because now it's too late to go back upstairs.
Yeah, and that looks like you're giving up if you go back.
Exactly.
Once you're down there, you're down
there. So he had to ride it out. And you want to talk about a sick looking man.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. They kept going to him.
Well, that's, I just.
Because that was the Jerry Jones thing. It's almost like, well, when he knows, then all of a sudden he's
going to. Like last night, they kept going to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Or Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
She's always got to be in the field with her guy and whatever. It's like,
did you see that game last night?
Not the whole thing.
Oh, no, he's going to beat Kansas. Kansas City's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
I bet on the Packers to win the NFC Championship, put down $10.
Burrows is always hurt now.
Yeah, it went from
700.
No, it went to,
So it was 700 for the Packers to win the NFC, and then it went up to 1,200, I believe, is what you showed.
I
would do that. I'd put $20 on that.
I put down $10, and if the Packers win the NFC Championship, I win 170. So I think I'm going to put down 1,000, and I win 17,000.
Okay, go ahead and do it. I do it for me too, and I'll pay back.
That's exactly why
I swear I will pay you back.
Yeah,
I think we should start a new show.
What?
With Jim as the host.
Okay.
You bet your life, but it's just him betting on everything.
And everything.
Everything.
Everything. And he won't place a bet for me.
That he won't. I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together chasing the. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Get your tickets today for Blues Brew and barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel Wisconsin. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. Is there any place better than Green Bay, Wisconsin? Northeast Wisconsin, Oshkosh, the whole area in the country right now, better than today. Coming off a win. Got a big game coming up down in Nashville. Any tickets? I would go to Nashville.
Yeah. That's,
with that direct
that's
flight.
A good place to go.
I would go there to watch that.
Yeah, they added some flights. Good. Allegiant did. The direct flights on Delta, though, those are not at Green Bay. Those are out of Milwaukee.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was going to...
Milwaukee Airport's not bad, though.
Oh, love it. Easy
that's
to get
easy
to.
That's easy in and out.
It's, oh, that's, yeah. That's
I great. Hate O'Hare. I hate O'Hare. I hate O'Hare.
Yeah.
I hate everything about going into O'Hare.
But Milwaukee, the parking is
Milwaukee's
so easy.
Great.
You get on that fourth floor, yep. Right over there.
So, I mean, you're yeah. like, I mean, literally from where somebody gets off the plane, and if you're waiting for them, to where your car can be,
right.
is like 40 steps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like right outside the door.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. It's,
yeah. Anyway, Milwaukee, they know what they're doing down there.
Yes, so, they do.
They've got to, and I love the Appleton Airport. We had the director on here, remember that?
Yeah, we did.
And they got all these direct flights. I'm sure there's some discussion going on of building a ramp. That parking lot is just a sea of cars.
Which one? Where?
Appleton.
Oh, yeah.
They got to go up a level. Get twice as much parking.
Nice airport, though.
Great airport. Are you
great
kidding?
Airport.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love what they're
I agree.
Doing there. So,
anyway. I'm with you. All right.
So you're going to Nashville? If you get, what do you need to go?
Actually, I got something going on Saturday, so I don't think I'd be able to go. Unless you could go Saturday. Is there a Saturday night flight? I don't know. I just think that'd be fun to go to Nashville.
No, that'd be great. Yes.
Just hang out in Nashville. Go to some country bars and tear it up a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah. I've got a wedding, but yes. Oh. And you don't tear it up. They just go in. It's free.
Tear it up. I mean, you know, have a good time and just.
Yeah, it's not honky-tonk. It's just really good country western music.
Oh, it's not? I'd like to go honky-tonk.
Well, there's some of that, but there's strings in there, the violin. It's just really great
country music with a violin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, who's the guy, Devil Down in Georgia? The electric violin.
That's a fiddle. That's not a violin. I mean, it's the same instrument, but you can't. If you told a country artist, "Hey, get out your violin, Jim," they would probably beat the crap out of you.
Kick me out.
And that's all right. The guy here the other day had that mandolin.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool.
Well, mandolins are cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
I don't know. Are violins and fiddles the same thing?
I think they're the exact same thing, but I'll look it up.
Are they?
Boy. Okay.
Want
to get you kicked out of it.
That's what I mean.
That's what Todd was. I thought the electric violin.
Same instrument.
But do they call, isn't the electric violin, you know, like a Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they don't call those fiddles.
Well,
but I'm saying that, I just want to say on Broadway, they have, you know, all these different bars. You walk in there, it's just this free music. And I went in there one time.
Broadway in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were playing, I guess those were fiddles. I looked at it more, whatever, I'm.
So if you play country music, you call it a fiddle. If you play Bach.
Well, our Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they're coming back.
But that's amazing that whoever invented the violin, what they invented is pretty amazing. You can have two completely 100% different sounding instruments.
Larry, there's a market for this.
Larry, we got to talk.
What am I going to do with a violin?
Franz, we got to talk.
That's cool when you introduce a product. This happens quite often where you introduce a product and it finds another use.
Oh, absolutely.
And, there was a product that was just we were cutting. It was used for medical, and we're like selling it like crazy. It's like, wow, but these aren't like medical customers, and it was used for like battery liner. Same product.
Okay.
Which was awesome, right?
Sure. Because
all of a sudden there's...
Sure.
Didn't have, you had to change the name on the box, so they didn't feel like they were using a medical product. But that can happen. And I wonder what came first. Probably, well, I'm sure the violin came first.
I don't know, but I think it's pretty amazing how many times that has happened. When people invent stuff and it turns out to be something else. I mean, like Silly Putty was something like that. With,
right.
You know, something like aeronautical
the
thing.
Intended, the intended use of something else. Yeah, that's cool.
It's
that's absolutely incredible. We haven't found the one thing where it's good for, much less what it's going to be used for.
Hey, one thing with you guys about your community shelter. Just want to get that word out there again. Seems like a long time away in November. It's not.
No.
For as many people as take part in this. So if you want to take part in your bowl-a-thon, once again, was it 29 years?
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
That's been going on for that long.
It is really
And
fun.
If you want to take part in this, folks, that sounds like one of the cool events of the fall, at least.
It is. And it's always the first Saturday of November.
Yeah.
And, you know, you register at noon and there's a silent auction, which is cool, where we were going to have this grill, but we're not. We're going to figure out something else. But there's a silent auction and then there's, of course, all the cocktails. And you just, and it's a younger, I can't say younger, but it's just a pretty high energy crowd. It's a lot of fun.
You know what I should do? I should, out of the goodness of my heart.
Why don't you come here and bowl?
I should, what I should do is even better. I should bring my Blackstone there and cook for you people. Get started with my new Creole.
John, you've already hurt our feelings. Don't get us set up again.
I'm telling you. I'll have Ace there with me. It's the new Creole thing.
Wow.
That I'm getting big into.
I think Ace, he bowled with us last year.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
He was on our team.
All right. Anyway, that's fine. Okay. But I just think it's going to be a great time. You guys do a great job with that. And if people want to take part, they better get on that website as quick as possible, is all I'm saying.
I agree, because we will hopefully get all 40.
You'll sell it out. Lanes? That's not even a question.
Yeah, 40 lanes.
Okay, and then, we need to do some gambling this week.
All right.
You against me.
I don't know. Let's just go to the casino.
On the spreads.
All right, I'll do that.
And at least one of us wins. For sure one of us wins.
I'll go. Let's just go out there.
You sure?
Yeah.
We'll go out there
Thursday, maybe.
All right.
Let's see. I can't Friday, so we'll go out Thursday after.
All right.
After the show.
You bet your life.
No, we'll go. But just for people, and we're working on Oneida to kind of help us out a little bit here,
right,
with the sponsorship, because
right.
We are going to be promoting them.
Right.
But really, if you go out there for $5, it's kind of fun. There's a lot of people out there that know what they're doing.
Okay, is it really worth the trip for $5?
Well, that's up to, I don't want people to lose more than $5.
No, but you didn't put just $5 down, did you really?
Well, I made a couple different bets. But,
okay. I mean, that seems, it's not worth it for $5.
Bet a dollar, too. But you have to use the machines for a dollar. They're not going to give you that customer service for $5.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's fun. And I think.
I do, too. I'd like to go out there. I'd love to go out there and play some bets.
Okay. We're going to do that.
Okay.
I think we'll go Thursday.
All right. I'm in.
And we'll try and go see the marketing guy, too.
But I'm not doing $5 bets.
Do whatever you want.
All right.
Just it's going to be your money. None of this borrowing, or I'll pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Mm-mm.
But then what I need is I want some people, because I've got some people out there that are pretty sharp when it comes to wagering. I want them to go through and find your best bets. Let us know who your best bets are. Who's off to a great start out there gambling-wise?
They're not going to tell you.
Yeah, they will. Because that won't change the odds. It won't move the line.
No, I'm not saying that. They're not going to tell you, because then if it doesn't work, you look at them like, hey,
I steered me wrong.
I don't know. I bet what my gut tells. Well, I do a little bit of research. But anyway.
All right, because we're going to do some contests this week.
All right,
we're
going to
do some contests. One is going to be, give us your biggest dog of the week. They did that on one of the pro football things this week, and that was actually pretty interesting. Your biggest dog.
Carolina.
For this coming week.
Carolina. They're going to lose. They're awful.
Well, I know they are, but I'm just saying it might be like 25 point. You know what I'm saying? But you got to win it to win the prize. You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
Okay.
So you take the worst team, and you take the point spread.
You take the team that's basically getting the most points.
So right.
Carolina's so terrible, they're right. Getting 14 points.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah, that'll be a fun one.
Okay.
All right, here's the
major
violin.
Prize pack.
Well, maybe this is the fiddle. I don't know. It's one of the two.
I'm a fiddle player, too.
He was looking for a soul to steal.
Man, what a song.
He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player, too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you.
The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will distribute about $30 million in federal money to increase internet access. The American Rescue Plan money will loan devices to more than 50,000 households, and more than 30,000 homes will get free Wi-Fi. Some U.S. House Republicans want to cut 27% from the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Protection Federation says now would be a bad time for that.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want to prioritize anti-terrorism efforts, maintain the integrity of financial markets, and spur small business growth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education voted 5-2 last week to adopt new Title IX regulations after a tense meeting with people for and against speaking. Superintendent Brian Davis says the vote will protect federal funding for the district.
So we were out of compliance with federal regulations as of August 1st. That allows us to make sure that we're able to have no problems giving assurances for our federal funding that we get through our title money, our special education money.
The new guidelines for Title IX expanded the definition of sex-based harassment to include discrimination based on pregnancy, sex characteristics and stereotypes, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Green Bay's Austin Straubel Airport has announced that Delta Airlines is offering nonstop flights for the season's Packers game in Jacksonville and in Seattle. Officials recommend booking as soon as possible, as seats usually go fast. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 40th Annual Video Music Awards are in the books after a festive night. The event took place in UBS Arena in New York last Wednesday night. Some of the big winners were Sabrina Carpenter for Best Song. She also performed and made out with an alien. No joke. Eminem won for Best Hip Hop, and Lenny Kravitz took home the prize for Best Rock Video. Chappelle Roan won for Best New Artist despite showing up in an outfit that looks like it was designed by me. Roan and Carpenter also performed at the event, as did LL Cool J. Sticking with the Video Music Awards, Chappelle Roan got snippy on the red carpet, telling a photographer to shut the f*** up. The singer later explained that she is not comfortable with cameras and has anxiety around a lot of people. Good luck on tour. Those around her, most likely on the payroll, showed their support. In her defense, I yelled the same thing at the photographer who took my high school graduation photo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday, a low of 58 with clear skies Tuesday night. On Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine and highs near 81.
Right now, it's 62.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. 58 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Still savoring that win over the Indianapolis Colts yesterday, but we're talking about something a lot more serious right now. Kerry Josephson, the director of Walk to End Alzheimer's, and Tom Kosman, executive director at the Cottages Senior Living and Memory Care. This has been a big summer for both you guys, and you're just getting warmed up because you're not done yet, are you?
First of all, we are definitely not done.
Last time we talked was right before your walk, and we were over at the Packer House on True Lane that day. And it's a little bit hectic, but you got the big walk coming up, I believe, the next day. Is that right? Or was it the next week?
I think it was a few days after.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But you guys had the one chilly day of the summer, right?
Yeah. So September 7th, apparently. Not the warmest day ever and a tad windy, but still ended up being a gorgeous event.
I thought you told me that somebody did some research and said that was supposed to be the nicest weekend of the year.
No. Remember, that was the guy that did the event at that church. He told us that.
Oh, that's right. That's Prince of Peace.
The Prince of
Peace.
You're
right. There was like 2 weeks before.
And we said, why did you pick this weekend? And he went back, not forever, but 10 years or something. He goes, this is the best weekend in Green Bay. I will tell you, but he was spot on. I just want to say he was right.
Yeah, he was right.
What's important, though, about some of these walks, runs, all is that you stay consistent with a weekend. So, you know what I mean? Like the first weekend, we just had a lady on talking about the Bowl-a-thon. 29 years, it's the first Saturday in November. And people it just starts to become your routine. What you're doing is incredible on two levels. You know, we need to raise money, but this awareness on Alzheimer's is really... Man, Johnny and I were talking, you know, my sister was affected by that, his sister-in-law, and then Todd's mom. Are we making progress? The awareness is definitely getting higher. Tell me how the industry is going.
There definitely has been a lot of advancement as far as awareness goes. We are getting the word out more. We're also, I think, breaking down that stigma. And so people aren't as afraid as they used to be to talk about it and to share their story. You know, before I think it used to be something that families would kind of keep a secret. Yeah.
When we were growing up, we never heard the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Senile, maybe old age, but never Alzheimer's.
Right. But now we're really doing a better job of getting that diagnosis so that people can get the help. We do have a few drugs that are slowing the progression also. So we have 3 different drugs that are available. You know, unfortunately, there isn't something that helps everyone yet, but we are able to help a segment of the population.
Well, I just think that awareness is so important, right?
Absolutely.
And Tom, we were talking before, you got to feel for the families a little bit. I mean, this is taxing on the families. And one of the struggles is that it really doesn't get better. I mean, you can slow it down, like you just said, but I mean, this is... A commitment for the rest of their it could be for the rest of their lives. And do you hear that in your line of work?
Oh yeah, we see it all the time. So many times they have families come in where, especially like a husband or a wife who's maybe been caring for that spouse for a couple years, sometimes even longer, and they're done. They're at their wit's end. They're spending so much time trying to be a caregiver and to help that person that it kind of gets lost that you're still a husband and a wife and trying to enjoy things. They're so stressed and tired. And spouses, you see adult children, grandchildren. It's one of those diseases. All diseases affect the entire family, but dementia, especially because you know it's going to continue. It's going to progress. It's going to get worse. So many times you hear this. This isn't mom. This isn't dad. It's the disease. It's progressing. And it's sad to lose that loved one slowly right in front of your eyes.
Right. And the other thing is that they need a lot of attention.
For sure.
It's not like sometimes if someone's sick or, okay, they're in bed now. You can't really let them alone.
Well, I just want to say this. There's so many of my World War II guys I've interviewed over the years. And at first I used to ask why they had a bell above their door. And then I realized, after a few of them, it's because their wives were, you know, they had to keep an eye on if they hear that bell open from that door. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always scary when you see a silver alert because more oftentimes than not, it's probably dementia related that they're not sure where they're going. The family's not sure where they went and scary stuff.
And sometimes you have to make some major moves. I just know that my sister and obviously brother-in-law lived and they had a pond, and you know that's a little scary because you can wander into a pond and mm-hmm. they just don't sure. know. You hear that, you know, it's even some of the movies, the cooking, but that's all real. Leaving right. the stove on, and I'm sure you've experienced a lot of.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the thing. You know, Alzheimer's or dementia, no matter what type you have, it affects so many different parts of your life. So they're really, you know, once you have a diagnosis, there's so much to think about and plan for.
So what do people do? So you're the director of Brown County or Northeast Wisconsin and Door County, you said?
Yeah. So greater Northeast Wisconsin, I would say.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And what are, so you got these walks, and Tom, we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up, but what do people do? You know, if they think they've got, I think she might have this or he might have it.
Is there any advantages in early recognition?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So the three drugs that I mentioned are really only effective in the segment of the population that they can help if it's caught early. So early diagnosis really is important. Not only that, but there are some lifestyle changes that people can make that will sometimes help and slow the progression as well.
Can a lay person, well, you guys aren't lay people because you're with it all the time. Somebody like Jim and I who have seen it but haven't been, you know, knees deep into it like a lot of people are there little things to kind of look for?
Certainly. You know, we talk a lot about like some of the warning signs. A lot of it is, I would say, similar to just typical aging. You know, you forget where you put your keys or you can't think of a word. But, you know, it's different because if you forget where you put your keys and then you think back and you can retrace your steps, that's just normal aging. I mean, sure. I'm pretty sure I do that every day.
Yeah.
And probably multiple times every day. But it's when you can't do that. It's when you can't go back and retrace your steps, or it's when it's not just that you can't think of the name for an object. You can't say, oh, that's the lamp. You start calling it something totally different. You think it's right.
And what about these families that are caregivers? Do you have classes for them? Or I think that walk has a lot of support. I remember it just
absolutely. The whole point of the walk is really just to bring the community together,
right.
Offer resources. But mostly just to show them that the community is here to support them, that they're not in this alone. We have a ton of different resources. The biggest one I would say would be our helpline. So we have an 800 number that people can call with any question, any time of day. So whether it be, you know, something a little bit more general, like if you have someone who maybe feels that they might be showing signs and has questions about that or is wondering what the next steps might be, they can call the helpline and get information. If you have a caregiver who, you know, is caring for their loved one and there's a situation that comes up and they just don't know how to deal with it, they can actually call and get a live person on the phone and get some help to walk through that in the moment.
Then how does a parent explain to their kids that grandma or grandpa don't mean it or aren't, you know what I mean? They're still there mm-hmm. physically, and a little kid that's 5-6 years old is like, you know, does grandma like me? You know, that kind of stuff. Because you never really know what you're going to walk into. Is there support for them through your organization?
Oh, absolutely. So that's something, too, that they could definitely get some answers to through that helpline.
Yeah.
There are some other organizations as well that we could connect them to that are almost networks for families with younger children that are dealing with this.
I think that's important. I really do. So it's not as scary when it all comes on at once like that. What about yourself working with people like this on a regular basis? Do you get, I don't want to say you get immune to it, Tom, because I know your heart still has to be there to be in a position like this. But I mean, do you almost get to the point where it's like, you know what? It's here. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to battle it. But all we can do is battle it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As far as like you can have to say, well, we're going to cure such and such. All you can do with this one is battle it.
Deal with it.
And
yeah,
you know it's such a tough foe.
It is. It is. You really try to live in the moment and try to connect with that person where they're at. I think of so many residents, so many times where we've had, you know, a female resident in particular who would want to, you know, be 2-3 in the afternoon. She's got to go home and get her kids off the bus. Well, her grandkids don't even take the bus anymore.
Right.
But you can't tell her that. You have to say, oh, that's right. Shoot, it is almost that time. Hey, but it's pretty cold outside. Let's go get your coat. And as we're walking to the room and talking about her coat, then we're talking about her house. And then next thing you know, we're talking about her childhood growing up. And we've kind of worked away from that. Oh, shoot, I got to get home.
Got it. Wow.
You know, so trying to work through those things. And there's so many different, I guess you can call it skills or techniques. And people that train them, we have a lady named Sherry who comes into our campuses, all of our communities. She does a lot of training throughout Northeast Wisconsin too, but is so well-versed in that. Tipa Snow is an occupational therapist who, I mean, she specializes in this. She was actually just here at the Widener Center, last month or two months ago, and did a whole day-long, really free seminar. So it was, there's a lot of resources out there. It's just finding them. And knowing they're there and then using them.
You're one of the kind of people that Jim and I were talking about earlier, even during the break. It's like, I couldn't do it. I have so much respect for these people that can deal with this on a regular basis. Every day you're showing up and dealing with that. I think that's phenomenal what people like yourselves do.
Well, and that goes to my teams. I'm in administration, so I'm not directly with it all the time as much as I used to be, but my caregivers, housekeepers, life enrichment coordinators, maintenance, kitchen, you name it, my management teams, they're the ones that do the that really do the work and have to do that 24/7.
All the respect in the world.
Yeah, I'll say. And the other thing is that not the whole family doesn't have to go. You can do a teach to teacher thing, you know, because like my sister, a number of sisters kind of would say, look, Jim, this is what you should be doing, because I didn't have time to go, or maybe I could have made time to learn about how to deal with someone with Alzheimer's. But that's a struggle for the person, I'm sure, but for the caregiver, you got to have a lot of patience, man, because it's like the same story. And it's just, once I learned that, I'm like, okay, I get it now. But, you know, you can't be offended when they say, you know, like I said, I went, you know, to my nephew's wedding. She goes, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, I'm his godfather for one. I'm your brother for the other one. And you can't do that stuff. It's got to be like, no.
I think it's definitely a change of mindset.
For me.
You can't. Exactly.
For me.
We have to.
You can't fight.
Right.
You have to accept it and do the best you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not going to say, oh, that's right. That is you. Oh, that's right. They're not going to say that.
Yeah, you have to. You have to go where they are and live in the moment.
No reason arguing.
Nope. You will not win an argument with somebody who has dementia.
That's hard to do. It's just hard to get.
Absolutely.
And it takes training and patience and more patience.
Especially when you talk about spouses. You know, somebody been married 50, 60, 70 years. Like, what are you talking about? No, that's not who that is. You can't say that. They don't know. It's not their fault. They're not trying to argue with it. They just literally don't remember and do not know. It's the disease. And they're not the person with the disease is not going to change. We have to.
Right. Exactly. And that acceptance is a big, big step for people like me. When do you recommend, or when does the transition go from living at home, and which is very difficult, I think, to manage that, to one of your homes?
Boy, there's so many variables with that. I think the first thing that comes into play is how much, you know, we talk about it takes a village. How much of that village does somebody have? Like if it's where one person is providing that care and supervision and help all the time, that gets to be really taxing. But if you have if there's a good support system at home and you can make it work, that's great. I usually recommend it if safety is becoming a concern, you know, you're not sure where somebody might be going, what they might be doing, even if it's, safety for me is always the biggest concern.
Sure. And do you have in your network, if they can come in one day a week, 2 days a week, instead of is it from the home to our home to your home? Or is there a service that will come in and give the caretaker a break?
So there are many different services that will come in and do some in-home care, and it really depends on what the needs are. So maybe they only need help once a week, or maybe they need somebody there every day. But there are quite a few different organizations in the community that will provide that. We do more so like education support groups.
How can we help? If there are people listening, we got 1 minute. How can we all help?
Would love for people to get involved. First of all, check out our website, alz.org. And if you do /Wisconsin, that's where people can find all the local resources. But also, it's not too late to get involved with WOC. We fundraise until the end of the year. We have more events coming up. So the Cottages is doing on-campus walks this Wednesday, so September 18th, in Oconto Falls, Shawano, and Marinette. We also have the Attacking Owls volleyball game November 15th, and Oak Park Place is doing a wreath-making event the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
That's great.
Tom?
I just echo that with our walks on Wednesday. I think Shawano and O'Connell Falls are from 1 to 3. Marinette's more of a longer kind of, I think, come and go from noon to 5. So stop on in and help support this cause.
If I didn't have a stress fracture, I would be there.
Right. Sounds great.
I would.
God bless you guys for what you're doing. We need this. It's unfortunately a very growing, fast-growing segment of our population, and the more we know, the better we can handle it.
You guys are standing up against that storm.
Man.
I love it. Well, thank you for doing it.
All right.
Thank you
bet.
For having
you bet.
Us.
You bet. Kerry Josephson, Tom Kaufman, Walk to End Alzheimer's. Please help him out. We're going to set a quick break. Back after us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepolsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. Todd Allball.
Mine on the Mayor gets set to wrap it up here on a beautiful Monday morning. What a great start to the week. All the respect to the world for people like that, Kerry and Tom.
Tough duty.
Yep.
ALZ.org. And you can connect the resources, the events that are going on.
Yep.
But, man, we got to.
All the respect in the world for them. That. Not
that's
even a question.
That's a tough one.
So what's the game tonight? What's the Monday night game tonight?
I mean, look. I don't have any money on it, so I don't really care.
All right. So I was just saying, I'm going to have you run out there and put some money down for me.
I'm not going to. No.
Unless why?
You give me the money. The Monday night game, September 16th, is the Atlantic Falcons at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh. What's the spread?
Six and a half points.
Ooh. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is. The over-under on that game is 47 points.
Hmm.
I'm not betting on that. That doesn't excite me.
All right. Just write this down. If I were going to bet. Well, we'll keep track on how I would do if I were going to bet.
Well, this is like that in high school when you bought stock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Okay. I'm going to take.
What'd you guys buy up in Nagani?
I'm going to take.
Okay, just go ahead.
Atlanta getting 6.5 points.
So you think Atlanta's going to lose by less than 6.5?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm taking the under on the over under.
Okay. The under too. For sure, I take the under.
So write those two down for me. Got those two down?
So Philly's going to beat Atlanta by more than 6.5. I think
no. They are. Yes. Yeah. Philly's going to beat Atlanta by more than 6.5.
Yeah, I know. That's what you
and
just bet.
Under 40.
What did they tell you?
7? 49? No, that was a lot.
It wasn't that high. That was last week. 47.
47. Oh, what's this music? What's Todd doing now?
It's the Who. You better you bet.
That's. I like that for our segment.
Yeah, I like it.
I love the Who. I think that's just great music.
Todd is just the man when it comes to this.
All right. We're not going to go out. I'm not going to go out there. No.
We'll just, okay, then at the end, we'll do this.
This is no fun.
No, we're not doing that.
No, I know, John, I've been working with you for a year.
What? Why won't you do this?
You bet real money, and I'll just say what I'm betting. We'll see who wins.
At the end of the year. No. We'll do this for every Monday night game. Okay? Every Monday night game, at least. All right? And then at the end of the year, we'll just square up. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
How much are you putting on this?
$5 a game.
$5 for each. So it's $10 a game.
Yes.
Let me think about that. I don't know. First of all, I don't think you're going to pay, but I'm just trying to think.
I won't have to pay because I will be in the lead. When I worked in Flint, with another sportscaster for a different station, I bought all of my Christmas gifts by doing this one year. It's like $300, but back in those days, that was a lot to go Christmas shopping with. So there you go.
But
what?
I think they're. Oh, I was going to take. No, they're in Philly's going to win. Philly's going to win big. They're at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking the same bet.
I took Atlanta.
But, okay, that's the same thing. I'm saying Philly's going to win. I think Philly's going to win by more than 6.5, so we're taking the same bet. You took Atlanta plus 6.5. I'm taking Philly.
We're doing totally the opposite.
I don't want to. Why? You pick first? No. Uh-uh. This isn't
good. What don't you get about this?
Just find something, Todd. Figure this out. No,
I'm not getting involved.
You get to pick first, and then I got to take what you don't. I got to take the leftovers.
Okay, who?
And I put up real money, and you don't. No,
who would?
This
you?
Is crazy.
Okay. I mean, that seems fine. This seems fine to me, Jim.
sure seems fine to John. John, not even close.
Well, you're basically being the bank. You're being the house.
Yeah, no, I'm
the
not.
The house normally wins.
I don't think so. The house can lose. Nope, I'm not. I'm only betting. No, I'm going to go out there and bet what I want to bet. And I'll take, you got to give me your money up front and you have to write down because I don't want you, I didn't really do that. You have to write down what it is. You have to give me the cash and then it's $2 for me to go out there and it's $5 if I have to pick the money up, like if I have to meet you somewhere. So if you give it to me, it's
$2. $2 just to place the bet and yeah. $5 for a delivery charge?
$5.
On a $10 bet?
Well, that's up to you. I didn't say that. It's not a percent. If I take a percent, that's me like 50 cents. I don't want to do that. No, I was thinking about this. If I'm going to go out and bet, if people bring me the money, bring me to my, like at my house or at the studio, you can't do it at the homeless shelter because we don't allow gambling.
Yeah,
there.
I understand.
If you bring me the money and I go out there and place a bet, I will charge you $2.
Well, can't you just do it on your phone?
No.
They got apps where you can do it on your phone.
If you want me then to deliver... Or if you want to stop by your house and pick up the bet, or if you want me to stop.
Why can't you just bring it to work right here and put it on the table? If you're picking up your winnings at the same time.
All right. I won't charge you for that. But it's $2 for me to place the bet.
That's robbery.
Then drive out there.
That's robbery.
Stand in line.
That's robbery.
I'm going to get one of those. After you place so many bets, you get that preferred parking. Did you see that?
No.
That whole front row.
No.
That's where I want to park. Okay. So a few more bets and then I'll.
All right.
They'll give me that little.
I can't believe you won't play that contest with me.
No. All right. Absolutely not.
All right.
But anyway, we'll just watch this. This game's no fun because we both picked the same thing.
No, we didn't. We picked the exact opposites is what I'm trying to tell you.
He doesn't get it. Okay. This is so simple.
I don't understand betting at all. So okay, it's all.
Okay. John said that he took the Eagles plus 6.5.
No,
I mean, not the Eagles, Atlanta. Yes. Let me finish.
Okay.
Plus 6.5. Okay. I took the Eagles and said they're going to win by more than 6.5. It's the exact same bet.
No, it's not.
Okay. 8:57. We don't have any music to get us out of this. We'll talk about it after the air.
If the Eagles win by 7, who wins?
We both win.
No, you win. And I lose because I'm only getting 6.5 points. Don't you understand that?
No, it's
if the game is 32-27, Atlanta is a 27, I win. Do you see what I mean? Mm. I'm getting the points.
6.5.
Yes. So they could lose by up to 6 points, and I still win.
Do either one of you know somebody who actually knows a lot about that? I mean, Jim, you seem to know a lot.
Cheese guy. Okay, I'm right.
No, you're not. Cheese Curd Nick, are you listening?
Yeah, there's the guy. He bet.
Anybody out there? Cheese Curd, anybody. Anybody out there? Anybody out there?
Okay.
Anybody out there?
Oh, thank you, Todd. The music is starting. You guys, we'll figure this out. We're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about but I want you to think about, you know, I want to do a little bit of this, just not a lot of money, $5, $10. I don't want anybody going broke on this, but I made $20 this weekend, you know, $10 bet. Well, actually, I made 10 because I put down 10, but I'm going to go out there Thursday and pick up my $20.
You made $10.
I know, I did.
Oh.
But I look at it like it was gone when I bet. So I really, I look at it like I just won 20.
Wow. That's why. Saturday Night Live's the guy you don't want to talk gambling with. We got to go. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy a beautiful Monday.
You bet.
See ya.
When you say yes.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.